safado no relato. Quando eu passo, o mundo está pra se acabar. Mas quem não pisa na terra não sente o chão. Pois é vida, pulsação. Pois é vida.
From newsounds.org and the studios of WNYC in New York, this is Soundcheck, our series of live performances and interviews. I'm John Schaefer. For 20 years or so, the Brazilian singer and guitarist named Rogê, spelled R-O-G-E, Rogê played his own brand of samba and samba funk in the clubs of Rio de Janeiro. 2 years ago, he moved to L.A., and he is preparing now to release his first album outside Brazil. It'll be called Curryman, and even though it has a big, almost orchestral sound at times, it all really starts with the voice and guitar. Although a little percussion helps too, so Rogê has brought in his voice and guitar, and percussionist and vocalist Stefan San Juan, and the two of them are going to play some songs for us, beginning with one that they wrote together. It's called A Voz Que Não Se Cala, The Voice That Doesn't Stop.
No poder do samba, pra dizer o que ninguém fala. Eu acredito no poder do samba, a voz que não se cala.
Acredito no poder do samba, pra dizer o que ninguém fala. Acredito no poder do samba, a voz que não se cala.
O samba é a voz do morro, é o retrato do povo, é o reverso do mal. É o que deve ser dito de novo. Um sopro divino, ele é imortal. Um grito de liberdade que invade ao retrato desse lugar. É a própria felicidade que tanta verdade não dá pra calar.
Acredito no poder do samba, pra dizer o que ninguém fala. Acredito no poder do samba, a voz que não se cala. Acredito no poder do samba, pra dizer o que ninguém fala. Eu acredito no poder do samba, a voz que não se cala.
O samba é a luz acesa, é a chama certeza na escuridão. Um grito da natureza agoniza, não morre, é uma ressurreição. Um grande rei do terreiro, um forte guerreiro com seus orixás. Bendita é sua alegria, sua poesia me enche de paz.
Acredito no poder do samba, vai, pra dizer o que ninguém fala. Acredito no poder do samba, a voz que não se cala. Acredito no poder do samba, pra dizer o que ninguém fala. Acredito no poder do samba, a voz que não se cala.
Quem samba não perde a esperança.
Raiou o dia,
a noite é uma criança.
Raiou
a esperança,
vai o dia,
a noite é uma criança,
vai o dia.
Do samba,
pra dizer o que ninguém fala.
Acredito no poder do samba,
a voz que não se cala. Acredito no poder do samba, pra dizer o que ninguém fala. Acredito no poder do samba, a voz que não se cala.
O samba é a voz do morro, é o retrato do povo, é o reverso do mal. É o que deve ser dito de novo, um sopro divino, ele é imortal. Um grito de liberdade que invade o retrato desse lugar. É a própria felicidade, tanta verdade não dá pra calar. Acredito no poder do samba,
pra dizer o que ninguém fala. Acredito no poder do samba, a voz que não se cala. Acredito no poder do samba, pra dizer o que ninguém fala. Acredito no poder do samba, a voz que não se cala.
Quem samba não perde a esperança.
Vai o dia.
A noite é uma criança.
Vai o dia.
Quem samba não perde a esperança.
Vai o dia.
A noite é uma criança.
Vai o dia.
O dia.
O dia.
A voz que não se cala. I was ready to sing along with that line by the end of the song. A beautiful performance live here in our studio. Jorge singing and playing the guitar, and Stefan San Juan singing and playing our drum kit. And Jorge, the songs, the other songs that you'll be doing in this set for us are all from the forthcoming album, Curryman.
Yeah, Curryman.
But this is one that you and Stefan wrote together, right?
10 years ago, my friend.
Not that much, is it? I think
time.
It
does
was
happen.
on an album of mine that I released in 2018.
Saved by the Drums.
Oh wow, you're well informed.
Yes, I did my homework, Stefan.
That's it.
So the title of the song, Avoshka Nausakala, the voice that doesn't stop. What is that voice?
So it's he basically says. Sometimes there is some things we think and we don't say, or we don't know how to say, and we think that the samba is the, or any musical style to an extent, any musical style can be like a way of passing on messages that wouldn't go through as well if you just say it.
So saying things in song that you wouldn't or couldn't say.
Yes.
In conversation.
Yeah, then for a long time, the samba is from the ghetto.
Right.
And people used to say a lot of things. Poor people can become a king. Samba is very strong in Brazil, our culture, and you know that. And
yeah,
the samba is a way of life for them guys, you know, for them guys, more than only a music.
You know, it's almost like the blues here in America.
Yes.
Exactly.
Exactly.
It's like it basically comes from the root of all this music is from an African descendant that came through slavery, and they didn't have the right to say anything.
Right.
And so that's the voice that never stops, because 500 years later, it's still very, very much present. So it's a statement.
Like the blues, you know, with its African roots, you know, the blues still exists here in this country.
Oh,
even,
yeah.
You know, there's blues rock, there's even blues hip hop and samba, you know, the coming of funk to Brazil, that didn't kill samba. It became part of samba. So, you know, there are some songs, Jorge, on your forthcoming record, like Nassau Tupi, which has a kind of gentle funk sound to it.
Yeah.
E a magia de um igarapé para sobreviver em harmonia com a natureza que só faz sorrir. Mas veja a chuva, é o céu que chora feito a manassi. Índio quer viver no mato, homem branco não consegue compreender. Índio é a natureza e a natureza é o seu viver. Índio quer viver no mato, homem branco não consegue compreender.
sorriso é a natureza e a natureza é o seu viver.
And in this album have a lot of kind of samba, some afro sambas too, samba funk. Existe uma voz para a vida, it's tudo the kind of samba.
Which are the two songs you're yes, going to be doing yes. for us. This is your first album since moving to L.A.
Yeah.
Did the move to America, did that affect the sound at all?
A lot. Affect me a lot. It's hard to came here with two boys and wife. And I didn't know what I'm gonna do. And the guys invited me to make an album first that year with Seu Jorge.
So that was the Night Dreamer.
Yeah,
the Night Dreamer.
Night Dreamer. That
Seu Jorge has been here, by the way. Yeah.
He's a big nice.
Terrific. Yeah. Terrific.
So we made that album together. After that came the pandemic. Whoa.
Right.
It blew up everything. And I met Tommy Brennick one day when I record a session, and he was there with a friend in common. He asked me, do you want to make record album? Funny, okay. What do you think next month? Funny, I'm ready. But
he's the producer.
Yeah, the producer, yeah. Tommy Brennick.
Yeah.
So that time he didn't know a lot of Brazilian music. So his vision of from Brazilian music, you know, and that was a great experience. Changed a lot.
So having someone who was looking at the music from a different point of view.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. That's changed everything for us, you know, for me. And
So this started because you were doing some session work in LA.
Yes.
Yeah.
I came there to record one album, the Molly. Molly, she's a whistler.
This is Molly Lewis.
Molly Lewis, that's it. We made the album together. And not together.
Right.
Write some songs and record. She's amazing.
Well, you know, the song that you're going to do next has a kind of jazzy, funky sound on the record.
Yeah.
I'm eager to hear what you and Stefan are going to do with it. It's called Existe Uma Voz.
There is a voice. There is a voice. There's a voice. Everybody has the voice inside. We talk with us all the time. So I believe that every time we have to hear that voice, because the voice always say to us the right direction.
Mm.
That's, I think, sometimes nowadays a lot of information, and if we forgot to listen to that voice. So
that inner voice.
Yeah.
Let's hear this duo performance by Roger and Stefan San Juan behind our drum kit. The song called Existe Uma Voz.
Nós. Existe uma voz que mostra o caminho certo, pra ficar esperto. Que mostra o caminho certo, pra quem tá esperto. Às vezes no meio da jogada tem uma encruzilhada de cara pra gente saber se vai, se corre, simplifica, se pega, se fica, se paga pra ver. Quem não sabe o que quer quando encontra, se perde na conta, não consegue escutar a voz que grita lá de dentro, no exato momento, na hora da. Em cada um de nós existe uma voz que mostra o caminho certo, pra ficar esperto. Que mostra o caminho certo, pra ficar esperto. Segue no ponto de faca, no dente, sabendo que a vida nunca tem replay. A gente tropeça de peça, meu rei. A vida que bate, a gente se abate e para pra poder escutar a voz que grita lá de dentro, no exato momento, na hora H. Oh! Em cada um de nós existe uma voz que mostra o caminho certo. Oh, oh, pra ficar esperto. Que mostra o caminho certo pra ficar esperto. Jogada tem uma cruzilhada de cara pra gente saber se vai, se corre, se simplifica, se pega, se pica, se paga pra ver. Quem não sabe o que quer quando encontra, se perde na conta, não consegue escutar a voz que grita lá de dentro, no exato momento, na hora da. Oh! Em cada um de nós existe uma voz que mostra o caminho certo. Oh, oh, pra ficar esperto. Em cada um de nós existe uma voz que mostra o caminho certo. Oh, oh, pra ficar esperto. Que mostra o caminho certo. Oh, oh, pra ficar esperto. Que mostra o caminho certo. Oh, oh, pra ficar esperto. Que mostra o caminho certo.
That is Jorge singing his song Existe uma voz, There is a Voice, yeah, and accompanying himself on the guitar, Stefan San Juan behind our drum kit. And that song will appear on the new record Curryman, which is, you mentioned Thomas Brennick, who our listeners may know from, you know, he played with Sharon Jones and produced Charles Bradley, wow, you know, both of whom were regular guests here while they were still with us, and the Budos Band, etc. And so that album has, you know, there's a large string section, there's a chorus on a number of songs, yes, lots of mm-hmm, percussion. So what was the you know, what was the sound world that you were going for with this record?
Yes, this very came very natural because we record live, everything live. The drums, the everybody's there, and Tommy. I talk with Tommy. Hey, Tommy, what do you think we put some strings in the album? I thought, oh, it's gonna be great. But who? If I Arthur Verocai, Verocai is a legend, but you know him, Felipe. I know him. He's my brother. He's my friend. I call him now. I made a face.
Wait a minute. So Brennick knew Verocai?
No, he didn't know that time. And I am very friend of him.
You Verocai. Know him. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And Brennick, he asked me, but
he knew of him.
Yeah.
Pretty famous. He's Brazilian, a legend,
legendary arranger. Yeah.
Yes. And we fly to Brazil and record the strings there. So I had to try to answer your question. We didn't think before, you know, that the thing is rolling play by ear. And, oh.
Nice. Yeah.
Maybe, of course, Tommy is the producer and maybe he has an idea, but I'm just
along for the ride.
Yes, that's it. And the final is very, the big picture for me, I'm very proud of this one.
And it's called Curryman, Curryman. Why?
The story that I before that I used to record a lot in LA when I arrived, made a lot of sessions, and one day I went to the session with the hip hop guys, black guys, and I was there, and the guys, what's your name? Felipe, my name is Roger. I say, what?
Yeah, we see the R. It looks like Roger.
Yeah, so. I say, that's it. I say, you can call me Roger. I say, no, but. No. What's your last name? My last name is Curry. Curryman. I like it. And Curryman. And Curryman has a song of Dorival Caymmi, the 50s. She called O Vento. Que rola. Curryman, Curryman Lambaio.
Curryman, Curryman Lambaio. Curryman, Curryman Lambaio. Curryman. Curimã, curimã, lambaio, curimã, curimã, lambaio, curimã.
Yeah, it's a pretty popular old song from Dorival Caymmi. But so what does curimán mean?
Curimán is a old fish. The Indians, black native Indians, they call fish curimán. Huh. So curimán, and I like that, you know, curimán, curimán, curimán is me. I'm a
so
curimán.
You're an old fish now? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm a kind of old fish. And that's my name, curimán.
Well, so that album is coming out in March, but Jorge and Stefan performing some songs from it for us today. You wrote a song for the Olympics, right?
Yes.
The Rio Olympics with Arlindo Cruz.
Was fun. And we make songs with the World Cup too.
In 2014?
Yes. We was there and made a song too. We always made. It's fun. Because I love to write a song, you know. And not only write a song, because when we are there, we spend all day, make barbecue, you know, beer, and it was a big party. And the end of the day, everybody sing the song that we made. Always like that. So it's an experience.
So it's not music separate from the rest of your life. It becomes a part of
the
big picture.
Yes, nice. For sure. When we play soccer, after the soccer has a music, you know, have a samba, you know, all the time.
Well, I want to come back to the whole World Cup soccer thing in a minute. But first, as long as we're talking about life, the song Pra Vida.
Yes.
For Life. This is the song that opens the record.
Yes. Yeah.
And Stefan was saying before we went on today that if you take the three titles of the songs that you are playing for us, they kind of make sense, right?
Yes, yeah. Existe uma voz. No, first of all, a voz que não se cala. Existe uma voz para a vida. It's beautiful. Translate that for me.
So now it becomes like the voice that doesn't stop. There is a voice that exists for life.
Nice.
You can make another song for that.
Yes. Almost like you planned it that way.
I wrote that song because that's the last song I wrote for this album. And because it was in the end of the pandemic, so that pandemic was very tough and we have to go forward always. You know? That's it. We have to go to life. I think that's the key.
Yeah,
of life, you know, and Pra Vida is talk about that.
All right, let's. It is a song that is full of life in the version that's coming out on the record. Actually, this song is out now. This is the single, so
yeah.
People can hear the full on version of this now. But let's hear this live performance: Jorge singing and playing the guitar, Stefan San Juan behind the drum kit.
Thank you.
deixa andar, deixa ser, vamos pra vida.
Pra Vida, For Life, the name of the song. That is the single from the album Curryman by Jorge. The album comes out in March, although the single is out now. Stefan San Juan behind our drum kit, contributing some backing vocals there too. And did you say, Jorge, that you wrote a song for the 2014 World Cup too?
Yes.
Didn't ESPN, the big sports network here, ask you to do some videos?
Yeah, the guys came from Brazil, and we travel all over the country. Was ambassador for the World Cup that time.
So you were like our guide, our travel guide.
Yes, for that World Cup. Yes, it was great. Well, I'm very proud of that. Show our culture.
That
was fun.
I have much more conflicted feelings about the current World Cup, but hey, Brazil. Looks like a great team.
Yes, it's a great team. I have to tell you something. Neymar, has a soccer to be my idol, but he's not my idol because I don't like too much his personality. You know, he's like a full boy. You know, sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, I like the guys more, but he is a really good guy. He really good.
Undeniably great soccer player. But I look at that team and I think Thiago Silva or
Casemiro.
Richarlison, amazing.
Yeah, but Casemiro.
Casemiro,
wow.
Yes.
Yeah. He has a great guys. So,
I like the guys who are getting their.
Yeah,
getting their hands dirty. I mean, obviously, not literally.
Yeah, I must understand. And Casemiro is that guy.
He is.
He make the, carregando piano, né? Carrying the piano.
Carrying
the piano, I really like it. But we have, I think three, France, Brazil, and maybe Argentina is, I think, maybe the strongest selection that... But who knows? Football's always
surprises.
Always surprises.
Well, now, Stefan, you're originally French.
Yes.
So who are you rooting for?
Well, so I'm French. I was born in France, raised in France. But Brazil became my country of adoption. And now it's the U.S. The difficult part and the funny part for me as well is I have many Brazilian friends. And we watch games together. So if the final goes to France Brazil, it's gonna be fun because if France score, I'm gonna go crazy and they're gonna tell me shut up.
For sure.
Well, so that's something to look forward to in the very near future.
Yes.
Yeah. And then the album Curryman comes out in March.
Beginning of March.
And will there be a tour?
Yes, for sure. Now I'm flying to Brazil. The beginning of January, I make two songs with Jack Johnson.
Jack Johnson.
Yeah,
Brazil.
Yes, so he invited me to sing with him. January is gonna be summertime. It's very hot. People on the street.
Pre-carnival.
Yes. Pre-carnival is a great, a big mess here. Yeah?
Yes.
And everywhere, I miss that.
Jorge, you've brought a little bit of samba, a little bit of Brazilian sunshine to us. And it's been great to hear you and Stefan in these live performances. Gentlemen, thank you both so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, John. Pleasure.
Thank you, John, so much.
Watch our little homemade videos of the live performances from Jorge and Stefan on our YouTube channel or right here at the website, newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our producer is Karen Havlick. Our video editor is Eric Weber. I'm John Schaefer. See you next time.